Hey everyone, so this is Jer, and I know that it's been a couple of weeks since I put out a podcast episode, and it's not that I forgot or just didn't care. I've been dealing with a lot of mental and emotional stuff, and so much that it's hard for me to sit down and do 30 minutes of talking, or however long of talking. And it's been challenging. It's been tough. And it's not to say that every day has been a bad day. For the last few weeks, I've had some things that have just, I don't know, it put me into a bad place emotionally and mentally, and I'm trying my hardest to shake it. And I have, in that time, had good days and good moments, and I still try to move forward and still try to, like, go to the gym and get an exercise so that I have physical activity so that I feel better there, and then, you know, eat right and try to still have a good time and still try to overcome the situation which I found myself in. But overall, I've just had a really, really bad time the last few weeks. It was kind of triggered by something that came up from something that happened in April into May that left me feeling broken and with little value, and it hurt. And this thing has came back up again, and I've struggled dealing with it. And I don't want to talk openly about it yet. But I can say it involves something that someone else did to me. And now I'm just trying to find a way to move forward. And like I said, some days are really great. Like in an MO, I feel like, okay, we're past it. And then the next day something happens and I just feel broken again. And I'm stuck with the challenge of talking about it even now, because I know that some people will think, oh, well, he has an OnlyFans and he's doing this other stuff. And honestly, when I'm completely honest about it, having sexual release and that openness actually helps. It's like a release for me. So that's how I'm able to move forward with the OnlyFans stuff, or posting like a selfie to let you know that I'm still alive. But I'm struggling. And I'm in a place where I don't know. And I just want it to be done. Not that I want to end my life, but I want this thing to go away. And I've dealt with episodes like this before with other situations that happened in my life. And it's always been a struggle. Like, it's an off and on thing. And then eventually I was able to just, like, get past it. But this episode has lasted a lot longer, and I don't know. I'm going to, in the next couple of days, seek out professional help with it and try to push forward from it. And I hope that helps. I know that talking to people about any situation I faced that's similar, that has put me into what I consider depression, hasn't necessarily helped before. But I need to do whatever I can to push forward. And if that means chancing and taking a chance to talk to a stranger about my situation, then that's what I'm going to do. But just know that whenever I do anything online or I post online, it's me trying to just push forward and just try to make the most of everything and try to get through this. And so I'll post on Twitter or OnlyFans or Instagram or whatever, and just to feel somewhat alive, just to feel like, okay, people know I exist still. This is okay. And like I said, I'll have good times. And, you know, I think there's a misconception about anybody who deals with depression that they can't have good days. They can't, look, they're showing a smiley face. They can't be, they're not depressed. I don't think that's the case for everyone. I know that's not the case for me, because I can still have good moments, but maybe sitting down and talking for 20 minutes, that's tough, because I know that somewhere in that 20 minutes I'm going to have a moment where I think about that situation, and it could change a happy conversation to a very negative conversation, and I haven't wanted to be in that space. So I have like held back from doing a podcast for right now because I don't want that. But I also feel that you need to know that there's absolutely nobody that has a great day every day. Nobody. It may seem like that with an online presence, but honestly, there is nobody that has a great day every day. Maybe in a moment that there was a picture captured or a little video snippet of their life, they felt great on a bad day, or they showed that they were feeling great on a bad day, but nobody has a great day every day. It's impossible. That doesn't happen. We just try to make the most of it. Everyone just tries to make the most of life and push forward. We all have struggles. We all have challenges. It doesn't matter how much money you have, how much fame you have, what you're doing every day in your life. You're going to have bad days. That's reality. And right now I'm going through a period where I'm having a lot of bad days altogether, and it's tough. I have days now where I will wake up in the morning and open my eyes and just be like, no, I'm going back to sleep. I'm going back to sleep because I cannot function. I cannot function. And I'll lay there and go back to sleep. And then I'll, like recently, I had a day where I woke up at 10 and then went back to sleep because I didn't feel like I could function. Woke back up at 4 again, didn't feel like I could function, and went back to sleep and slept until 11 at night. Then got up and was like, I got to get up and do something. And I got up and got something to eat. And it's become like common that I sleep 10 or 11 hours, and that was never, ever a thing before. I could get by on 6 or 7 hours of sleep. I'm struggling. And anyone else who happens to be struggling out there, know that you're not alone. You're not. People struggle. We struggle. We're not robots. We're not superheroes. We're people. And we have challenges. Everybody has challenges. And all those challenges are different for everybody. And what affects me may not affect the next person. And what affects the next person may not affect me at all. But it doesn't make it any lesser of a challenge. I don't know how to even talk about what happened and what is triggering all of this. And I can't talk about it yet. And it sucks. And I'll share it with like a professional and hope that it helps. But what that person did to me, it took something from me, and I have tried to push forward from it. And I did so well for so long. But holding it back is like, people can be vicious. But I'm trying to get back to myself. I promise I'm trying. And I'll continue to post on social media just like I've always done. But understand, if I don't post as much or if things don't feel the same, it's because I'm going through a thing. And trying to let that thing affect me in such a way that it stops my OnlyFans and whatever. And I'll still share on OnlyFans because, like I said, for whatever reason, being in this place actually makes me more sexually active and makes me want to do more sexually because of it's a release. There's a release to it, so. This is so difficult. And I haven't really talked to anybody about it much at all. Which is kind of weird because I share just about every part of my life because I want people to know that you've experienced this thing. And so have I. Like, I'm a human. We're all human. But I'm not in a place where I can share this yet, and I hate it. Just know that no matter what someone does to you, and this is something I'm trying to teach myself in this moment, is that no matter what someone does to you, it doesn't change your value. It doesn't make you a lesser person. It doesn't mean you're worthless. They can't control that for you. They don't control your value. And if you need help, get help. And that's what I'm going to do. I put this out there, but I don't want to be treated any differently, and I don't want to deal with the aw poor baby thing. And I'm going to continue to move forward as myself as best as I can, and hopefully getting professional help with dealing with this will get me back to myself. I need to get back to myself. Hopefully the next episode will be more happy and cheery and back to usual. I can't promise that. I can say I'm going to try. And I've tried hiding this thing. I can't hide it anymore. I think whenever I've started missing podcasts, it kind of like becomes evident that something is up. So I'm dealing with this, and I'm facing it head on, and going to push forward. I'm going to come out of it back to myself, a happy version of myself, living my best life, because I have to. I need to do it for me. It's just going to take time. I know it's going to take time. Because it's already taken time. And the thing that triggered this whole thing... The thing that triggered this whole thing, it reminds me, it brings me back to the moments that this thing was happening. And I replay it in my head, and I replay the events leading up to it, and after it, and the event itself. And I think, why did I let this happen? And I think I should have done something, but there was nothing, absolutely nothing in that situation I could have done. And it kills me. It hurts. But in the aftermath, I did the right thing. To address the situation and hope that it got fixed and... I just wish it hadn't happened. I'm struggling with it so bad. And I don't want to be a crybaby, and I don't want to cry anymore about it. I just want it gone. And no matter how hard I try on my own to get it gone, I can't. I hate it so bad. Okay. I need to stop. I love you guys. I'll try to talk to you soon. Bye.